Gender_tag. Female. Hi Elena, thanks so much for taking the time to chat today. I'm really keen to learn more about Canvas. Could you start by telling me a bit about the origin story? What inspired you to create it?
Absolutely, P. Casper. Thanks for having me.
Canvas is a brand new venture, and it's really the culmination of a few passions of mine. My background is actually in urban planning, and I've always been drawn to brutalist architecture. That raw, honest, unpolished aesthetic. Combine that with a deep love for independent and challenging literature, and Canvas was born. I wanted to create a space that feels raw and inspiring, a place where creative minds can truly connect with thought-provoking ideas, not just another bookstore. It's about building a unique cultural hub, especially as we're just getting started.
That's fascinating. A bookstore rooted in brutalist architecture and urban planning. I can already picture a very distinct atmosphere. So, beyond just being a bookstore, what does Canvas offer? What are the core experiences or products people can expect when they step into your world?
Great question. We're not just about shelving books. We're cultivating an entire creative ecosystem. For instance, our signature product is what we call *Concrete Journals. They're hand-bound sketchbooks with actual raw, unpolished concrete covers. They're incredibly durable and offer a really unique, tactile experience for artists and writers. Then, on the service side, we have *Unfiltered Curation. It's a personalized book recommendation service. Instead of just bestsellers, we pair readers with challenging, sometimes difficult, but always thought-provoking titles based on their specific intellectual curiosities. It's about pushing boundaries. And finally, to really foster that community, we're launching *The Unfinished Symphony of Words. It's a month-long literary challenge and live reading series. Participants explore the raw process of writing, sharing works in progress, culminating in an evening where they can share their unfinished pieces. It's all about embracing the journey, not just the polished final product. Wow, those sound incredibly unique and perfectly aligned with that raw, brutalist vision you mentioned. Concrete Journals, Unfiltered Curation, and the Unfinished Symphony of Words. You've clearly put a lot of thought into every aspect. On the flip side, as you're building this distinct brand, are there any visual styles, aesthetics, or even specific types of imagery that you absolutely want to avoid? Things that just don't resonate with Canvas?
Yes, definitely. This is actually quite important to me, especially as we're establishing our identity.
What I absolutely hate and want to avoid are ornate Victorian script fonts. They just feel overly decorative, sentimental, and completely lack the bold, unvarnished honesty that's central to Canvas's brutalist identity. We're not trying to be quaint or nostalgic like a traditional bookstore. We're not a Powell's or a Strand, trying to evoke a centuries-old literary tradition. We're about something new, something raw and direct. That kind of fussy, elaborate script just feels dishonest and too soft for what we're building.
Got it. Ornate Victorian script fonts are a definite no-go, too decorative, too sentimental, not aligned with the raw, honest, brutalist feel you're cultivating.
That's extremely helpful to know and gives me a much clearer picture of your brand's boundaries.
Elena, this has been incredibly insightful. I really appreciate you sharing the backstory, the unique offerings, and what you absolutely want to steer clear of.
I'm genuinely excited by your vision for Canvas. Thank you, P. Casper. I appreciate you listening and understanding the core of what we're trying to achieve here. It's a passion project, and every detail matters, especially as we navigate these early stages.